Zog the Mishnah, Daf Ches Omer Aleph, towards the bottom. Halacha Beis.
B'sholosh kupas shasholosh sholosh soyin, tormen the salishka. Three kupas of three soyin, you tormen the lishka. Now back to the skolin. Three kupas, three soyin, three times a year, you tormen the lishka. V'kois v'lein Aleph Beis Gimel. And it's written on the lishka's Aleph Beis Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel Loima Yevonis, it's written in Greek. Kosvalen Alpha Beisa Gamma. And this is a remez that's brought down the Rishonim. They say, the Pasuk says, Yafta Lakimli Yefes, Vishkan Ba'olei Shem. So where do you see Greek in Olei Shem? In the Beis HaMikdash. Alpha Beisa. Zog the Mishnah. And now, in addition, the Rosh and Pesachim says that this is a Makar to be Mesamen the Matzahs. The three Matzahs, Aleph Beis Gimel, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Why? So you should know, this one is Amoitzi, this one is for Achilles Matzah, this one is for Koirich, so you're Mesamen Aleph Beis Gimel. Because you know the Kupas, you go to Kupa 1, and you finish it before you go to Kupa Beis. Zog Duma, Rabbi Shmuel Loima, Yevonis, Kosvalein, Alpha Beis Gimel. Gamma. Zog the Mishnah, Ein HaTorim Nichlas Loi Bepalgut Chafois. Someone who is Nichlas to be Torim, you can't have any coughs. If you have a cough, they'll accuse you that you pocketed some money in your cough. Veloi Beminol or shoes, likewise. Now, even though you're not allowed to be nichlas leminol, but you're allowed to be nichlas leminol based on mikdash bad, made out of cloth. So you can't even go as a cloth because you might stuff money in your shoes. V'loi be sandal, or a sandal that's even from cloth. V'loi be tefillin, v'loi be kemiah. Tefillin is a box. So maybe it's a hollow box and you put money in there. Mm-hmm. Or v'loi be kemiah. Kemiah, maybe you put something in there. Zok de gemara, shema yo'oni. If the guy gets poor, so what happens if the guy is poor? V'yomru, me'oven alishko. He must have stole from the lishko. He's being punished. He's becoming poor. If he becomes wealthy, the younger people say, he stole, so that's why he became rich. Just like you have to be yotzi de amokim, you have to be yotzi de abriyas. What briyas say about you also has to be part of the cheshbon. Like it says in the pasuk, ve'yisam nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. That's one pasuk. Ve'oymer umotzachen v'sechal toiv be'ene alakim ve'odom. Zok the Gemara. Tamon taninon. We learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos. If you have, let's say, people that have to learn in the Beis Medrash, and you have kupas, which are sitting there, so you're allowed to be mefana them, it's not a tich yisera, it's not a tiltus lo tzarech, you're allowed to be mefana on Shabbos. Reb Zira Shol, as Reb Yoshia, kama yishiyurin shal kupas, what's the amount, what's the shiur of those kupas? How large could they be? Omalei, davchesu mebeiz, nilmoit sosu min amefurish. Let's learn something that's not clearly defined from something that's clearly defined. By us, it's clearly defined. It's every kupa was one saw. So Mamela over there, we can deduce that a kupa is a saw. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Bisholish Kupa Shasholish Sholish Soin. Our Mishnah is talking about in Shkolim three kupas, each one three saw. Shantesha Soin. So if you count three kupas, each one three saw, how many saw in altogether? Nine. Three times three. Now, if you do that three times a year, how many saw in altogether? 3 times 9 is 27. Shehein esim v'sheva soin tormenis alishka. That's throughout the year. But I'll call upon him, because v'alein alpha beis gimel. But my cost v'alein alpha beis gimel, loymar, mistapik v'nei reshoin ekon v'shni, o min ashni ekon v'shlishis. There's a seda advarim. First one, then the second. Second, then the third. But what do we see over here?
That a kupa, three saw.
We happen to make a cheshbon. Once saw, see, three kupas, 3 times 3 is 9. So then it comes out that it's 27 throughout the whole year. But the point is, how much is one kupa? One kupa, three saw. So we want to know what the cheshbon of the mefanin is? Three saw.
So how do you have 4 or 5 Shabbos?
Say it again?
You bring rice to 4 or 5 Shabbos.
Right. No, how heavy could every kupa be? 4 or 5 kupas, but how heavy could each one be? Three saw. Zok du moa tam taninon. Hamoitzi yayin kedem zigas hakois. Another mission in Shabbos. If someone, the gabi de isoit saw, it has to be a shear. You're not over midrais on a mashu. It has to be something. So what's a moitzoz yayin kedem zigas hakois? The amount that it takes to be moizig. In the olden days, yayin was very strong. You had to dilute it. The mizigas hakois is the amount of yayin that you use. The calculation is 3 parts water, 1 part wine. So that's the amount of mezigah zakois, the yayin amount that's for mezigah, that's yechayv anoitzo. Reb Zira, 1/4 of, well, we don't know of what yet, we'll see soon. But 1/4 of the cheshbon of a kois. Reb Zira, Shaul, as Rabbi Yeshua, kamishun shakois. Very good, you told me 3 parts water, 1 part wine. But how much is a kois? Let's learn something that's not mefurish. Sosum from a mefurish. The Tanya Reb Chiya. Abba koise sha'omru, the four koises of Dalet koises of Pesach. We started with Chodesh Nissan, Mesech Shkolim, but Be'ech B'Nissan, your machiz and Al-Shkolim, Erev Pesach, we're learning Dalet koises. Because Omer day is the Ebeshah likes his limud. Mamesh Dalet koises, Erev Pesach. Zog the Mogad, the Tony Reb Chia. Abba koise sha'omru, yeshton, revius, shal yayna be'italki. The Dalet koises all together are a revius of Yain Italki. If every cup is what? Is one quarter of Revius, because we're saying three parts water. And if you have all those wines undiluted together, it'll end up being one Revius. Because four Dalet Koises, Dalet times 1/4. So now we know what's the shear of the Kois we're discussing? A Revius Halug. Because we said the wine of the four cups is one Revius Halug. The wine itself. Omer Rabbi Yosi Beravin Mishum Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yudahi. This is the Shitz Rabbi Yudah Tani. Mayim k'dei gemiyah. Mayim, water itself, is what it takes to swallow to be chayim and Shabbos. One gulp. Rabbi Yudah Oymer, k'dei losh ben esakilur. Rabbi Yudah says, in order to use for a dilution with a medicinal purpose for the eyes, that's a kilur, that's the water that you need, that you be chayim and oitzo. Then the Gemara continues, that was the Rabbi wine. The water. What about the Rabbi wine? Yayin, k'dei gemiyah. Also a gulp. Rabbi Yudah Oymer, no, k'dei mezikas hakoyis. That means the mezigas akoyes, the dilution of three parts water. That's the amount of wine you chayv and itzo. Zok the moram mozuk bekamo. Correct, quarter revius. But if you the raya's dalat koyses is one revius. Zok the moram mozuk bekamo. Nishminim in ado. Mayim kdei gemir Rabbi Yudah Oymer kdei losh ben esakilur. Yayim kdei gemir Rabbi Yudah Oymer kdei mezigas akoyes. Hado omru mozuk kdei mezigas akoyes. Kama shiun shakoyes Rabbi Amar Omar. What is this kois of revius? We said it's revius. What is this revius? Titrun v'rev revia. The olden days there was a measurement called the titriton, a titriton. This titriton was a drop less than a revius halug. So it's a titriton with a revia. That's called revius. Zokimo now a new kash in dalat koises. Mahu lishtoison bedkach echod. Could you drink the dalat koises in one shot? In one shot. Without stopping in between. One cup, next cup, next cup, next cup. Zok the Gemara, Mida Omer Reb Mona Omer Reb Yosi. Halal. When it comes to halal on Pesach by night, that usually you say between the third and the fourth cup. Im Shom on Bebeis HaKnesses. If you hear it in the shul, that's a minig. Say it in shul. If you hear it in shul, Yotza. You don't have to theoretically say halal by the Seder. You Yotza. So what does that mean? What happens between the Gimel and Dalet if you Yotza halal already? Pesach by night by the Seder, you drink cup 3 and you drink cup 4 because there's no halal in between. So we see Shoson bekach echod bezeach hazeh you yoitzer. Zog demora hado omro im Shoson bekach echod yotzo ein chenami you drink one after another you yotzo.
One and two.
There's the raya from 3 to 4. Who are they in the 1 and 2? We're just being a raya from the fact of halal, but it applied to all dalet. Zog the Gemara, a new question. Ma'u l'shtoysen bepiskon? What if you drink them in small little sips? In a long break in between them? Zog the Gemara, klum omar. Klum omru sheshosa loy kadei shiishte. Veloy shiishtaker. It says you have to drink the dalat koises in order to be considered that you're a shoysa. But not to be mishtaker. That's a goin's gizza. Not to get drunk. If you're getting drunk, then you're drinking it in an oifen that's not called cheres. You're drinking one gulp, everything. Im shoso bepiskon. So what do we see from here? If you drank them, if you drank what? Klum omru sheyishte. What's the purpose of dalat koises? In order to drink the dalat koises, loy kadei sheyishte veloy sheyishtaker. Means when we say to drink dalat koises, it means to drink and not to get drunk. Im shoso bepiskon. And if you drink it slowly, do you get drunk?
No,
absolutely not. So mele, drinking slowly is good. So now it doesn't mean you can drink them yoyse mikdei achilas pras, or actually yoyse mikdei shtias revius. By food is kdei achilas pras, 9 minutes, 3 minutes. By drink it's kdei shtias revius, which would mean kenod 1 minute. So what we're saying is that if the purpose of drinking is to drink and not to get drunk, so avadi can drink it slowly, but it has to be betoch kdei shtias revius, which means a minute, the time that it takes to drink a revius.
What's the time to look at the
Loy kadesh yishta? Doesn't it mean you're drinking dalat koises in order to drink and not in order to get drunk? Loy kadesh yishta must be to drink, but not to get drunk. Zok the next question. Ma'u lot says be yayin shal shviyas could be yoytze dalat koises of yayin shviyas after the zman of the beer. And the mefarshim explained the pshat is the suffix of the gemara is: do we know after the zman of beer it's a hano, or do we say mitzvah lav lahanas nu? That's one side. The carbon eder radavi and dibra maslam ma'u lot says be yayin shviyas came the lekina be lochem shviyas is not yours kasalka daitach the dalat koises beinon lochem k'moy matzah. When your Aiden comes to you, someone makbid to give them, it's your matzah. Lochem, just like Eshek needs lochem, matzah needs lochem. So does a stomach lochem. But it didn't lochem by matzah. So who had in Zok the Korban Eider? Dalat Koy says, oh, so maybe you need lochem. And Shvi says, also, but no, it's not lochem. V'chehek den yoytzim matzah, kain en yoytzim abba koy saloi. That's a question. Avada matzah needs lochem. The question is, do you have to say it, or is it stomach? It's better to say it. Better to say, I'm giving everyone their own matzah. But there's a stomach dikalachem. But by yayin shviyas, there's no stomach. It's also by no.
So these are the two pshotim. The Takan Charetin says because shviyas lachas manbir is also by no. So maybe mitzlav lahonis nitnu would not be a problem. And the Korban Eder says because you need lochem, and that's the issue. That's the question. The Gemara is suffic by shviyas. The Or Sameach has another pshat, a beautiful pshat. Zokta Meir Simcha as follows: since yayin has to be roil lenaschal al mizbeach, well, since peyre shviyas are only muta bachil and also besreifa. So Mameli can be yoytu with matzah shviyas because it's not roil and nasech al mizbeach, because it can't be burnt on mizbeach.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Toni Reb Oishir, yoytu b'yayin shal shviyas. Yitaki yoytu b'yayin shal shviyas. Zog the Gemara ma'al lotzeis, bekuntasin, bekuntidin.
Are you yoytu with a yayin that has a besomim inside, a flavor, a besomim? Zog the carbonated yayin shiesh be besomim. Zog the Gemara mit der Tonne bei Kapore.
Kunditin kiyayin. It's like wine.
Hada amre yoytze biyayin kunditin yo yoytze bi yayin bi psomim.
Zog the Gemara ma'u lotze biyayin mezugin. Now, we learned before about it. That's yayin is mazug. But we don't know that yet. Are yoytze bi yayin mazug? Zog the Gemara mit der Tonne rabchia. Alba koi she amre yoytze biyayin chayin bi mezugin. Yo yoytze dala koi says, say if it's diluted and say if it's not diluted. Uvat she ben tam umari yayin. If you're not going to dilute it, it has to taste like wine. It can't be so strong that it doesn't taste like wine. And if it's going to be diluted, it has to still look like wine. It can't be totally clear because you put in too much water. No, what do we see over here? It has to be red, and it has to be a time of yayin.
Is it better to have diluted wine than grape juice?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Diluted, not our wine is already diluted. We're talking about in the Zman of Chazal, to dilute it made it edible. But today, it's still, you can't just dilute the wine with water. That's, I don't know what the cheshbon of, how much water. This cheshbon of the Gemara is not, you can't take our wine and put it 3 parts water. That's not wine anymore. Tukum the Zman of Chazal was a pure wine. Zog the Gemara. Om Reb Yirya. Mitzvah lotzit b'yayin odoim. It's a chatchila, you have to have a mitzvah. Mitzvah lotzit chatchila. You have to have yayin odoim, red wine. Shenemar. Al tere yayin ki is adam. Wine that by definition is red. Now, it doesn't mean if white is better, you're not yoytze, but red as a mila. So that's why by the Seder, many are makbid, if you have a white wine, to put in a little red. So now the poskim can discuss this. If the vart is yayin be'etzim is red, then you can't just put a little coloring in to make it red. It's not red wine. It's be'etzim. But if the vart is red as a mila, not because of the posik, because of zeichel adam, because of paroi that he bathes himself in dam, because of zeichel adam mila and dam pesach, so then you can have a coloring also. So that would be really the both reasons. It's better to have a red wine. But if white is better, then it falls in that category too. Yankees, Adam, stam a good wine is red. But if you have a better wine that's white, that's also good. If you want to have the mila of Zeche Lekarben Mila, Lekarben Pesach and Kamila, then you put in red also. But here the Gemara is saying wine is be'etzim red. Zogmo, kiyitim, altira Yankees, Adam, kiyitim, because enoi. Zogmo, Tony, mevushol kemetuvol. Wine that is cooked is like wine that is spiced, metuvel. And just like spiced wine is not kosher l'mizbeach, is not roil in the sochim, mevushel is not roil in the sochim. Can use it. And according to the Rambam and many of makbid al koises, not to have yayin mevushel. You go to the store, I would like a non-mevushel brand, a good heksha, not such a high alcohol level, which is hard to find, because non-mevushel usually is high alcohol level. That's what people look for. Why? Because of this Gemara. Tony mevushel kometuvel. Ma'u lotz is behind mevushel. Are you yoytze? Yes, you are yoytze. 100%. You yoytze dalakoises. Omer Rabbi Yoina, yoytze behind mevushel.
Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina letamei Rabbi Yoina shitosoi. The Rabbi Yoina kad have a shosi abe kosi. When he drank dalat kois on Pesach, have a chozik reisha at chogo. He had a headache until Shavuos. That's how he's mekayim the mitzvah. He had a headache to Shavuos. Zok the Rashi ben Shavuos. From here we see a raya that a person, even if he doesn't enjoy wine, he's mechuyev to drink wine, even if it means getting a headache. Zok the Mishabur nofel lemishkov nat. If you mamish fall into bed, you get sick that night. Read the lashon inside. Zok the Mechaber. This din, tof ayin beiz. Yud, mishen eshoys yan mibnesha mazikar yisoynoi, I hate it. I get this, I have a headache. Tzorich litruk atzmer velishtas dekayim mitzah dalat koises. If you nofel lemishkov, zok the Mishabur, if you mamash fall into bed, that's something else. Now the Michas Yitzchok in Tshuvas brings a Maria Sad that says that if a person has forced himself, even though he puts himself in sakona, then it's a mitzvah above avera, but not a mitzvah above avera. It's only the avera. If you mamash make yourself ill, you're not mechuyev to be nofel mishko. That's already the blib is avera. Zok the Gemara, but the ma'aseh mevusha yoytza.
Now, the different gesoys, does it mean until Atzeres, or does it mean until Chag, till actually till Sukkos? But the point the Gemara is bringing a raya that we see Yain Mevushel is kosher because he used it and he taka had a headache all the way until Chago because of the Mevushel. The Mevushel gave him the headache. It's very strong because it's Mevushel. Dr. Rosh Taka makes it stronger. Because Mevushel, it brings out more of a strength of the wine and caused him the headache. Now, why did he pick that wine in his oifen of Mevushel? Because it's more Meshubach. He wanted to have it even in such oifen, Atkerekach, to have a headache. Now, according to the Rambam, like we said, it might be kosher, la'alocha, but we machmir, that since it has to be Roil and Nesochim, it's not Roil and Nesochim if it's Mevushel. So we try to not have Yain Mevushel, but of course, it's kosher, Me'ikir Adin, 100%, even Yain that's Mevushel.
Zog the Gemara, Chamit Echode Matrenuse Apoine Hirin. A woman, a Matrenisa, she was a Matrenisa. She saw Rabbi Yoina, the continuation of this last Gemara of Rabbi Yoina, that had this headache from this Yain Mevushel. Chamit Echode Matrenuse Apoine Hirin, she saw the Nehirin, the shine of the face of Rabbi Yoina. Omra, she said to Rabbi Yoina, Saba Saba, Zokin, Alti Yid, Chado Mehanit Las Milin Isboch. You have one of three options why your face is shining. Or you drink a lot of wine, so you look so jolly. Or the melave b'ribesat, you have a great income, you're lending b'ribes with interest. Or the megal chazerat, you have another great income option of megal chazerim, and that's why there's a big income, so that's why you're so happy. Or my loss, Rabbi Yoni told him tipach rucha da'i itza, that the yisurin should come upon his lady that is telling him these three options, what she's accusing him of. No. None of these three are relevant to me. I'm learning Talmud Torah. My upen and my limud is causing me to have my face shine.
Similar ma'isa. Rabavo also the Tver, Rabavo came to Tverya. Chamonei Talmidoi de Rabbi Yochanan Apoine Hoirin. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Avoh that his face was shining. Rabbi Yochanan's face was also shining, but they were used to that, so they saw Rabbi Avoh had that. Omrun, the Talmidim said, Rabbi Yochanan, told Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkech Rabbi Avoh Sima. It seems like Rabbi Avoh must have found a Gvaldig Metzia, that his face is shining. He might have won a lottery, he found something, a Metzia that became his, and that's why he's so happy.
Zogdim or Osalagabei Omalei. When Rabbi Avoh came to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Mai Oiraisa Chadata Shamato. Which Naya Chidush Torah did you hear? And that's where your face is shining. Not because of a Metziah, but because of a Chidush that you must have found. On my leis, Rabbi Avoh Taka said, Tosefta Atika, I found an Alta Braisa, a Tosefta that's not people didn't know about, and I never heard at least, and that's why I'm so overjoyed. Koga leis, Rabbi Yechon said about him, Chochmas Odom Toya Ponov, the same Posek.
We'll stop over here at the bottom of Ches Amud Beis.